Hey, bud, how are you doing? Just sitting here in my little grungy old hooch, listening to some sounds on a super stereo system I got out here. And thought I'd tape you off a little letter here. It's been kind of bad about writing here of late. Jesus, how long has it been since I wrote you a letter? God, I got you your tape the other day, and it was outstanding. Hell of an idea, taping going down a road. Really interesting. Kind of envy you driving around there in the States, screwing them round-eyed women. And by the way, hey, watch those 17-year-old broads. Especially when they're your buddy's wife, huh? You and Sin should have kept a little more quiet in the background than when you were trying to get Cookie to talk to me. 17-year-old girl, my ass. Anyway, you blew that one, kid. I don't know, it's about 11:30 and I thought I'd talk for a little bit for you. It's been a hard day. Jesus, I'm so damn tired, I can't hardly see. I don't know, it's been buku long time since I had a day off. In fact, I think I've had about 2 days off since R&R. I say it, the way I punished my body on R&R was, I'm about to fall into a big physical slump here. As soon as I got back from Sydney. I'll tell you about that later. Sydney is a great fucking place to go. But as soon as I got back from Sydney, I wasn't down off the airplane for about, 15 minutes. I'd worn my flight suit up here from Benoit. It's easy to travel around and kind of comfortable. But I got into ops. Right after I got off the plane, I just had time to lay my baggage down and go out and go fly an airplane. And ever since then, I've just been flying my ass off. Oh, I've had a few days off. Now and then, you know, I'd be scheduled to fly, but the weather's pretty shitty. And I can't do much when the weather gets down to 0-0. Anything above that, we try and fly around. I guess we're going to keep trying that until somebody crashes into the side of a mountain. But I kind of take care of myself on that. That's the aspect. I try to keep good side of these big bears around here. Hey, how do you like that OV-10, you little bastards? I'd give my left, you know what, to just fly that. Maybe someday I can get a ride on it, even if I've got to wait until you get over here. How's the flight school coming in their transition training into OV-10? I imagine you're doing about the good old Sikorsky, you know, standards. Ace of the Airways or something. No, this is the first time I've tried to tape a tape, and it's kind of hard to gather my thoughts here. I guess it takes a little practice. Kind of organize my thoughts here once and figure out what I like to say to you. Sure wish I could have been there for Christmas with you. I guess you must have spent it down in San Diego or San Francisco, or at least in California someplace, huh? Stella's pretty shit hot. Too bad you couldn't get home for Christmas there. But the military has its ways of playing with your time. I guess you kind of leased Uncle Sam for a few years. Oh, let me see. I can't even remember the last time I wrote, so I'm going to have to kind of think back here and see what's happening. Sydney on R&R was fantastic. I flew in there. Oh, I guess, let me see, what day was it? About 15th of November. And, had been flying, no, let me see, before I went on R&R, I'd been on guard duty. We have to pull a duty officer out here in the bunker line. It's a big 24-hour all-night hitch. Kind of pain in the ass, but I guess somebody's got to do it. And raced down to Benoit, got on a plane and got to Sydney. The first day I proceeded to get super shit-faced and let this asshole that I met on the plane, captain type, real grunt, but he's a pretty good guy, let him talk me into going out on a blind date with him. You know, one of these deals at the R&R Center, you call a girl up and you pick them up or they pick you up or something, you go out on a date. Oh, Jesus, Tim, you can't just call me Porky Sikorsky, just like Mike. This one I had, too. Oh, Christ, she wasn't good at all. And the one he had was worse. Mine wasn't too bad looking, but she was really screwed up. She was a real ding-a-ling. But I went out and got super smashed, and she had one good attribute. She just screwed like a mink, but I can't really remember how much, but I guess I must have screwed for a few hours, but I don't remember. Been a long dry spell before that. I hope that nobody else hears this tape, because your language over here gets pretty vulgar. But what the hell. And anyhow, the next day, I went out bird dogging. And I ended up with a half-ass date. And my buddy, this captain I met going down there, he ended up with an outstanding date that used to work in Yellowstone Park. And him being from Pennsylvania, I had him shot down there. And this broad that my buddy took out, Renee, was just out fucking standing. She was just, let me see. She kind of reminded me of, what's it, tits, oh, God, Patsy Humphreys. She's kind of little. Anyway. We picked up these broads, and he happened to end up with this one, this Renee, and I ended up, oh, I don't even remember her name. She was kind of a nondescript little bitch that wasn't bad looking, but another ding-a-ling. And we were sitting around drinking and such and BSing, and I was just amazed by this Renee. She really had a great personality, really a talkative little girl, and good looking and sharp and all this, but anyhow, we started talking and about things we did and stuff, and he said he was a comptroller in a MACV headquarters over here, which kind of a Vietnamese advisor in finance, you know, down in Saigon, kind of a wheel down there, and he's from Pennsylvania, and oh, I don't know, you know, typical non-rated nerd, you know. And she was kind of an outgoing girl. She loved horses, race horses, and loved ranches, big ranches. And she worked in Yellowstone Park. She went from Australia to the park to work one time. She worked in Nevada for a while and one of the clubs down there. And while she was in Nevada, she started going with an Air Force guy, an Air Force pilot. And she was really gung-ho for aviators. Let me see, she was a great skier. And anyway, her and I really hit it off because we had a super lot in common. And we sat around at BS for a while and getting pretty shit-faced. And I almost fell in love. Christ, this woman was really great. And this poor Dick, the captain, was just almost in tears. And my date did finally end up in tears because I, you know, the one I picked up, I just kind of shit all over her head. I wouldn't even talk to her. But I really hit it off good with this Renee, but this Dick, being half-possessing bastard, wouldn't let me have her, and couldn't do much about it. I tried to get a date with her again when I was in Sydney, and I never did. I mean, she was always busy. She was pretty much in demand, little girl. I can see why, but blew that one. Jesus, I'm still in love with her. Well, anyway, screwed around Sydney, went all over the harbors and the beaches, and went, drank beer in the pubs, and went shopping, and really went around and looked at mini skirts and stuff like this. And then one night, we met an Australian businessman in the hotel we were at. He was a young guy about, oh, let me see, he was about 24, 26, somewhere in there. About my age, your age. And really a cool guy, happened to be married, but Dick and I ran into him, and he took us around and showed us Sydney that you wouldn't see on an R&R, and he really took us to the nice clubs, and they have a lot of private clubs in Sydney, and he was members of a lot of them, being a businessman there, and really met some outstanding women. But unfortunately, I didn't score with a shit until Mike got there. And, well, had a few dry nights, but did a little scoring, nothing spectacular. And Mike got there finally. And he happened to bring on this, or get me a date with one of the stews on the plane that he came in. He took out a little Jap girl, and I took out a roommate. You know, they come into a hotel, and they, two girls, two stews, will stay together. And her roommate was really, this little Jap girl's roommate was really kind of outstanding. She was not fantastic, but she was all right. I mean, I'd take her damn near any place. And Mike and I and these two brides went out one night. Mike and I were pretty shit-faced before we went out and proceeded to get more shit-faced. And I got just blind-ass, staggered, fucking drunk. But made a terrific comeback. I don't know, you know, how you fall into a slump and then make a comeback and you're sober and everything's great. And this girl really had the big sympathy for the old Army aviator here. She just was trying to please me in every way she possibly could. And let me see, I started off after we proceeded to get drunk and had a bunch of bars in Sydney. Mike and I took the two girls back to their hotel room. And when we were there, there happened to be a party of a couple Continental pilots who were throwing a party down the hall. And so we went down to their party and were having a couple of drinks and raising a little hell down in the hotel room. And this Vicky that I had a date with comes up to me, you know, we're at the party, and I'd been a little intimate with her, but not too much. And she comes up to me at the party and she says, "Sherry, let's blow this place and go play Kissy Face." And I'm sitting there, I'm going to go out of my mind. And my dick gets hard and I'm thinking, well, great. So I run down a hall and go down to her room and we mix a couple drinks and we're turn the lights down low and I turn the music on and Mike's still at the party, by the way, and we lay down on the bed, you know, and really start getting after it, and I was just getting ready to take her clothes off, and this goddamn big brother walks in, you know, beat beat on the door, let us in, no, I don't want you in here, get out of here, go away, you know. And he is just shit-faced. And his date is pretty shit-faced also. And anyway, he was making such a racket in the hall, I finally let him in. And I said, "Don't come in, you know. I had this girl down in bed." And he says, "Why not? Let's go home and go to bed." And he thought I was really striking out. And maybe I gave him that impression. But anyway, I wasn't. And I finally, after a few minutes of hollering and talking, I finally got him to take the little Jap girl to our hotel room, which was in another hotel. And I said I was going to stay there. And anyway, after I got them out of there, another good line, good stewardess line, you won't believe this. I was down on the bed making out with her and getting a little intimate. She says, "God, I'm wearing a $90 dress." And I just, "You're just really screwing it up and wrinkling it." So I says, "Well, we can fix that." They just take off her dress and hang it up there. And already the ball game is won. The party is underway, and anyway, needless to say, that night I screwed my eyes out. I have never had a four-shot night before, but I drawed on all my inner strength and suffered through the night. The next morning, I had to fly out. I had to fly out at 6:30 in the morning, and at 5:45, I was in the hotel room, in bed, just humping my eyes out. It was really grim to have to leave it. After a great night in the sack, have to leave and come back to this pagan place. I just left the motel room about, I think it was 5 to 6, and started humping it. I couldn't find a cab, so I started walking to our hotel, which wasn't far away. And I met Mike and this Japanese girl coming back, you know, get me up and out. And Mike was pissed at me because I don't know. He didn't get laid, and I did, and I guess, really, he didn't get laid because of his own fault. He passed out. Anyway, I threw my bags, and my clothes in a bag, and just ran on the plane, just a physical wreck. I was still half high, had put in the most physical night I've had lately. Anyway, get on a plane, and I'm a mess. It's just, I never spent such a grim night on a grim trip on a plane. Jesus, it was desolate coming home, and it was all daylight flight. been doing it. He's looking for, Phil's hot plate. I don't know where it's at. You could check in. Somebody borrowed it. You borrowed it, didn't you? You had it yesterday. Somebody had it over in your hoot. I don't know. Look up on top of that hot box there. You flying tomorrow, Ed? I've got your mic. I haven't stole one yet. I borrowed this from your tape recorder. You got the courier?
Stand by. Hey, stand by.
Yeah. Probably get some CA time. Charlie Company is really got their maintenance. They were down. They were down to 9 ships today. Had one engine failure. Yeah, the aircraft I replaced had an engine. Well, it wasn't. It was just all the bearings went out of it and lost all its oil.
Get much time?
Huh?
Get much time?
Yeah, I flew 6 hours today, and I had 2 hours of CA time in there. It's up there. It's one of those tapes I taped quite a while ago. I was working for the output people down at Selling.
Yep.
And they needed to run pull these, extract these damn LZ cutting teams.
Yep.
I got the lead of fucking CA. Had it, what?
One ship?
No, I had a couple Charlie ships. Charlie Company shit. Yeah, because I was the only one that had the briefing. You bastard, you would. Hey, Sarge, you flying tomorrow?
No.
Hey, they got a bunch
of.
Sarge? What's the story on Charlie November?
You fly a lot? I mean, you usually just go down there and rack it, right? The shitty weather? What do they got going now? Well, they've got a plan of putting somebody in, don't they? You haven't been down there yet? Well, I thought they're going to put in a team, aren't they? Somebody was talking about 165 clicks or something. It must be Fubai, because it couldn't be 65 clicks inside the border. I don't know why. I thought I heard Speedy talking about it last night. Or something. El Speedo is leading it. Is he pretty good down there? How did Dog get a blade strike today? Huh? Yeah, he got a blade strike. It's bigger than bullshit. It was a blade strike. Yeah, I know it's FOD, but he got a blade strike. I don't know. He got it someplace. I don't even know what he was flying with, who he was flying with or anything about it, but I know they were mentioned that he admitted he just whacked it up good. Is that right? I'll be dead.
two Alpha Charlies? Two Alpha Charlies and they got a blade strike? That is pretty fucking grim, right?
A couple guys just came in and my roommate's here. He's getting ready to rack out and I left the tape recorder on. I'm just kind of screwing around. I'm just trying to see if this son of a gun works. I've never made a tape before, so you're going to have to bear with the conversation. It's pretty goddamn late. I really should quit and go to bed. I got to get up super early in the morning. Probably won't fly any place. The weather's pretty shitty. And you don't usually do this kind of mission when it's bad weather because, I don't know. I'll tell you about it someday. Oh, let me see. God, do you want to see our room here? Right now, from where I'm looking, I've got, let me see, one, two, three, four tape recorders, three amplifiers. Hey, Brad, what's happening? What? Hey, what are you flying on? Why is that? You've got on CCN, haven't you?
Should be out tonight.
Well, can't your Charlie Echo TI?
Doesn't
have orders yet, huh? Okay, another entry. I think we got TI, I don't know. Big O is still here, isn't he?
No.
Where'd he go? Oh, that, he expanded, didn't he? I don't know. I was up in the hangar tonight, and that son of a bitch looks like it's deserted, all these people leaving. Unless they just don't work very long on Sunday night. Anyway, back to the letter. As I was saying before, our room looks like a big electronic shop. We got four tape recorders, three amplifiers, and two speakers. Three of the tape recorders are mine. Two of the amplifiers are mine. You should have seen it yesterday. I had, before I sold two of the amplifiers, I had two more amplifiers.
I sold one to my roommate and one to a sergeant next, one of the hooches up. They've been having a sale at the PX where they sell all the defective items, you know, things that don't work just right. People turn them in. It turns out that most of the items that are turned in are just turned in for the people, some dumbass grunt will buy them and won't know how to operate them, and they sell them for 50% off. Let me see, I've got a one teak 1500W. It sells for around $500 in the States, and I got it for $104. I've got a little Sony tape recorder. The teak, by the way, is a tape recorder. Got a little Sony tape recorder. It sells for about $290. And I paid $75 for it here. Both the Sansui amplifiers, I paid the supreme price. One is one I've had for quite a while. And since I got this other tape recorder that I'm going to keep two tape recorders so I can make tapes, et cetera, et cetera. And, Christ, I just can't sell this teak for, I got it for $104 and I can, oh, shit, it's beautiful. I needed a different amplifier so I could take the three tape recorders. I want to get me a little cassette deck. Also, I suppose I'll have to pay the supreme price for that, too. It really is not a supreme price, but it's high compared to buying 50% off over here. I needed this 1 cent Sui amplifier that takes all the tape recorders. You can have a Bluetooth chip to it. And I think around four tape recorders. Two record players, and then it's got the AM FM tuner in it, you know, of course. But I bought that, and I thought, I don't know what I'll do with it, my old amplifier. It's a really good amplifier, but it just wouldn't work with it for what I had. And I can always sell it for at least twice what I paid for it. Over here, Christ, the factory can't even make it for that. I had a 1-2000 amplifier, a Sansui. I sold it yesterday, but it wasn't, you know, I really couldn't use it. The only reason I bought it was because it was so damn cheap. I paid, $67 for it. And a couple hours later, I sold it for $100. So, Christ, you can't. A $33 profit, and, you know, when I didn't do anything to it. And I could have waited till I got back to the States and made buku more, but I wanted to buy this $5,000, so I just sold it. And then I picked up a. I don't suppose these numbers mean much to you, but I picked up a Pioneer 1500 amplifier, and I sold that for the same price I got it. I sold it to my roommate so I didn't use or him anymore. In fact, this little cassette deck I got for you here, I bought it half price. It was supposedly defective. The only thing I could find wrong with it is the microphone was missing. And, I'm borrowing my roommate's mic for it. But the little bastard sells for $50 over here. I paid $25. And I don't hate to think what it cost in the States. Probably around, I don't think there's quite as high a markup. I think it sells for around $90 in the States. But shit. Let me see. What else did I buy recently? I bought another big camera, kind of like the one I had. A Mamiya C-Core. I bought it for, I think I only got a third off on it. Let me see, it was about, it sold for $126 normally, and I paid $95 for it. I got it home and it's, son of a bitch, it's just like new. I mean, in fact, it had never been out of the box.
There's nothing wrong with it. Checked it out. I bought another little camera, kind of like the one you have, a little Fujika compact. It's compact deluxe, it's a little different than what you have. I paid, let me see, $21 or something like that. But it's screwed up. It's got a, had a couple wires broke in it. And Jesus, the camera is hard to work on to repair, but I think I've about got the battle won. I really kind of got burned on that one. But I'll get it fixed and it'll be a good camera then. A regular little Jew shop here. I don't know, I'm starting to get pretty short, so I thought I better pick up some of this stuff before I leave here. Hello. What do you want to sell to me, Rip?
I want to do some trading, not selling.
Trading?
I got a set of den plugs, or a set of plugs.
Yeah.
Jacks. I think I'll have to trade.
For what?
A den cord.
A den cord? You got the pin jacks. And you want to trade for a den cord. Stand by. Check that. See that can up there? Straight up on top. No. Beside the 1500? Yeah. Okay. Look in there and see if there's a den cord in there. I think...
I got your den cord.
Oh, you got my den cord. Where did you get that from?
Your den cord?
Yeah. Okay, you can keep it. Give me a set of those, those red and...
You want the big ones?
Which
one?
I
got some little ones, I got some big ones.
Well, you know...
Came with the teak.
I want the ones that came with the teak.
Okay.
You know, the two wires. You can... That's the guy that lives next door. I mean, it's in the same hooch, but he lives down the hall here. He's a goddamn user. He's, let me see, he got in on his defective sale, or found out about it, and I think he's brought 6 tape recorders, and about 4 amplifiers. He's just been, well, he'll buy them, fix them, and then he'll sell them to somebody else in the company, but I think he's only got about the same as I've got now. Yeah, Reb, that's what I want. Why did you want the den cord?
I had to have a den cord run from my amp to my tape recorder.
You gotta have a den cord?
Well, it works just a lot better.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. But it's a lot easier to hook up.
That's just plug it in each end, you got her hooked up.
Yeah, okay, that's...
That's the one that came with my teak.
Yeah.
I kept the ones that came with my 710.
Yeah. What are you going to do with that teak?
I guess I'll send it home now. I got it wrapped.
You got it... You didn't fix it, did you? It just got that bad head on it, doesn't it? Shit, you can't go wrong on it. You sold your other one, didn't you? The other 1500, yeah? You kept the one in the metal box.
I've got another $400 sitting there tied up.
You got $400? Let me see. I've got around... Should have $1,000 tied up. Let me see. Of course, I bought 2 of those amplifiers and 1 tape recorder at the supreme price. Do you want to buy it back? Yeah, I'm going to get it back. Fucking, I ain't going to sell it. I'm going to send that home, man. That's a good little tape recorder. In fact, if I get home, I might sell that 1500.
Yeah.
Keep the Sony. Because really, that 1500 is a pretty classic recorder for...
That's what I was thinking. But boy, my
Well, I mean, it's... I don't know. It's a good recorder to have one of, but I mean, it's no sense in having two $500 recorders. Yeah. See, I want one for dubbing, but Christ, this...
I gotta find new speakers. Set of speakers and send them to you. Most likely to do that tomorrow.
You want to buy new ones?
I guess so.
I'll tell you what. If you want, you know, living in a trailer house, or get those little AR 4As or something like that. They're about that tall, about 18 inches tall. No, they aren't. About 16 inches tall. About that wide. And they sound better than those son of a bitches. And they're really good speakers. They're better speakers than the Sansuics. You know. I don't know. I gotta buy some more speakers. But pretty soon I'm gonna quit buying.
Larson's got himself a good setup over there.
Oh, did you see those little speakers of his? Those are nice.
Cracked.
Oh, is that right?
There's something wrong. They only paid 15 apiece for
us. No. But if you buy those AR speakers, they're made in the States. And you can get them repaired easier. And they're really high quality. Hey, how many days? You. Jesus, I wish I was that short.
I can always sell those that take that I need.
Yeah. That was Reb that was in here. He's the SIP, which means one of the division IPs. Really shit hot pilot. I went out and took my AC check ride with him the other day. Finally got my own aircraft. When I got back from R&R. Good old 566. It's a hell of an airplane. It's only got about 800 total hours on it. And it's really... Oh, it's got a lot of bullet holes in it, but it's in pretty good shape. Second day I had it, I landed out in an LZ recovering an aircraft that had an engine failure. And a goddamn Chinook, you know, the big Boeing helicopter, was hovering over, you know, picking up this other helicopter, this other Huey, and it blew a tube of six through the fucking tail boom. Really pissed me off. And it made about a six inch in diameter hole in it. Really screwed up the looks. I mean, you know, when they patched it and all. But it's still a good aircraft. It's kind of nice to have your own airplane. It's, you know, fly the same airplane every day and have the same crew chief, have the same gunner. It's really outstanding. Most of the guys here in the company are short now. They'll be leaving here, and like Reb's leaving 25 days. Some are leaving in about 16 days. It's, you know, there's a lot of the old... The whole battalion came in here about, this time last year anyway. And all the guys that came in with the battalion are derosing, you know, leaving country here soon. And really is putting us in a bind for pilots. It's, Christ... even though I have an aircraft of my own, I'll have to go out and fly Peter pilot or co-pilot to other guys, you know. Like today, I was flying with a guy that is has his own aircraft also. And we just don't have any new guys in it. And we don't even have enough crew to man all the aircraft we have. It's really shitty. The maintenance is... all derosing. We don't have any people to work on aircraft. It's getting pretty grim around here. Hope it'll improve here in a short while. Maybe they'll send us a bunch of Troopies in. New FNGs. Let me see. What else can I talk about? Taking up too much of this tape up. I'm BSing with the friends. I just don't shut it off. I got it laying here. I'm laying here in bed. You know, just leave it on when somebody comes in. Let me see, where was I? I just got up and shut off the light here. Listen to music and in the dark here. Maybe get some rest. I gotta get up crazy. 4 or 5 hours, I don't know, something like that. Hardcore. No rest for the wicked. But since I started this, I want to get it out and ship it off to you. Let me see what else is going on here. Haven't heard from Kay lately. She sent me a letter before I went there. Let me see, right after it got off on R&R. Got buku Christmas cards that I haven't. Well, let me see. I sent out quite a few, but I haven't answered all of them. Really feel shitty about not writing, but gotta get in at night. And I'm so damn tired, I just don't feel like it. And you know what a shitty letter writer I am anyway. Kind of ticks me off about Kay. I sent her opal I bought in Australia for Christmas, and I haven't even, well, I don't know, she's kind of screwed up, I guess. She writes some shit hot letters, but not very often. And there's, I don't know what the deal is there. Gets to go to Europe. I got all my papers in so I can go to Europe after here. Just hoping they'll give me the right assignment. Can't get hung up on any one woman. Oh, let me see. Sandy Nicholson wrote me a letter. Really nice. I haven't written her back yet. Until now, you and her, somebody went out ducking and all this. Sounded like she had a great time. Got a letter from Ross Weidrich. I guess Sandy must have gave him my address. And I sent him a letter back. Sounds like he's doing okay with a young daughter and all. And don't know much about Dan Sunling. Let me see. Tom Tuke sent his wedding invitation. Isn't that a kicking ass? Goddamn rookie. I don't know, he's not a Sandman. He is a Sandman. He's not an Iron Man anymore. But this Sharon's kind of a nice girl. Not super great looking, but real nice girl. I met her when I was home on leave. Let me see who else has written. Oh, the Stu writes all the time. This Stu I met in Sydney. Yeah, and she really shit hot, too. She wanted a flight suit from me, so I got her a flight suit from one of my friends down in Benoit. That's way down in South Vietnam. I mean, way down south, about 400 miles from here. But a friend of mine, who was kind of small, gave me one of his flight suits, and I put a bunch of patches on it and wrote her name on it and, you know, really fancied it up for her and sent it to her. She's a really shit-hot girl. I'm going to try and take a leave to Hong Kong. Buy a bunch of clothes and stuff. In case I go to Europe. And, well, I need the clothes anyway. But she's going to meet me there. Hopefully. Goddamn Pan Am Stews get around. God, I'm babbling. It's a bitch to make an hour tape. But, not too handy at it. It probably sounds like I'm kind of disorganized, but you always knew I was. Oh, Jesus, Tim. Now comes the bad part. Do you remember? Yeah, of course you remember Jim Nowicki. I found out just as soon as I got back from R&R. I hadn't seen him since I'd been in country, but I found out the bastard got shot down over an enemy base camp. And he was captured. So I don't know where he is. And I really don't know the story. They say he got the aircraft on the ground okay, but they picked him up as soon as he got on the ground. They saw him getting picked up. And he really couldn't do much. I said many prayers for him. Yeah, really kind of broke me up. He was goddamn close to me, Tim. Me and the Wiki were goddamn. It's kind of shitty, but if a person starts thinking about it all the time, he'll really screw you up, so. Oh, hell, he's a strong man. They're letting a few of these prisoners out, and maybe he escaped. It's pretty down where he was. He's down by Nutrang. It's probably a lot easier to escape. I've heard of guys. In fact, he might already be out. That's wishful thinking. But you got to keep up that hope. I've heard of guys, you know, coming out 3 weeks after they're shot down. And since I don't have common with the people down there, or I don't know their addresses, I really don't know the story on it. Goddamn little bastard, he was flying a Loach, a little observation helicopter. And it's kind of a hairy little job. You know, Nowicki, he was always game for a fight. And I guess he might have maybe met his match. Oh, well. Say a couple prayers for him, huh? I don't know. Sent the Padre, Father Courtney, a letter and a Christmas present. It's got a little extravagant on a Christmas present. And I asked him to say a couple masses and stuff. And I don't know. That's God, Tim. I'd hate to be captured. That's what I don't like about these CCNs. I told you about them, you know. And, your shit's kind of weak sometimes. But, I guess that's breaks of the game. I mean, you just don't, play this game. It's all for keeps, you know. You kind of screw around and laugh and fly, you know, when you're getting. You just, I don't know, it's fun and games sometimes, but it's just serious as hell at others. I mean, you can really get yourself in a bind. Well, hey, bud. Nowicki is going to make it out. He just got to. I try not to think of it too much anymore because it get a guy worried and you can't do your job very good when you're worried like that. But that's probably why I didn't write for a while. I was really super down in dumps. I wasn't writing to anybody. Jackson hell of a way to change the subject, but Jack sent me a letter, a tape, I think it was about 6 hours worth. Really outstanding. And I've got to get, tomorrow night, now I'm getting squared away on these tapes now, tomorrow night I'm going to try and tape one from him. It's easier than writing. I'm such a lazy bastard. Really, at night you come in and it's a chore to pick up a pen and write a letter and start thinking and talking and... Never was too good at that English. But, let me see. Sounds like they got a hell of a price out of cattle. Things aren't going too bad. He sent me Huntley's or Veronica's bullshit, or he read it to me over the tape. What a bunch of bullshit. He didn't really sound too worried about it. And I'm not either. It's just, it's a shame that people gotta be there. It just, you know, some people are really fucked up. She's gotta be a crazy woman. Always kind of suspected that, but I'm pretty sure of it now. Are you doing any skiing? It's about that time, right? Oh, that's right. You said in your tape, you said you went skiing with Addie. Hey, you should have got after that Winnie. It's another nice girl. God damn, I get a... I don't know. Tim, there's a damn many women around that just want to screw my eyes out. It's unbelievable. It sure will be nice to get back there in that round-eyed country. At least for 30 days before I go to Europe. I think that's what's happening, bud. That Europe's got to be the place to where the action is. Looking forward to it. I don't know if I'll get the assignment yet or not. But sure hope I will. I could do with about an 18-month tour in Europe before I get out of the Army. When I get out of here, I only have about 18 months left. They gave us an automatic 6-month drop on our obligation. So cuts it down to 2.5 years after flying school. And it didn't break my heart at all. This fucking Army sucks. Really isn't much future. You think I was a big machine? Not too handy at making these tapes yet. Well, are you sure you're gonna come over here? In February? March? Sometime in then? If things get too shitty up here in the valley and stuff, which I don't think they will, I might just pull a sneaker on you and say, well, since you're in country, tell the old DA that I want to get out. But I doubt if it'll come to that. I don't mind it over here, and I've only got... Christ, I'll go down to, in the 19th of this month, I go down to 3 months and days, and that's short. And I should be able to get down there. And, you know, since you're in country, I'll try and get down and see you now and then. Maybe they'll cut me some slack there. You'll like it over here. It's kind of flying you'll be doing is really shit hot. That little OV is an outstanding airplane from what I can see of it, especially the Navy models. I think you can really bring some pee on some people. Like to fly it. Christ, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. There's people still running around babbling, half shit faced. And I've got to get up about, at the latest, 6 o'clock probably. At least I can sleep in a little longer. The co-pilot's got to go down and pre-flight it, the aircraft. I'll probably be signing off this tape pretty quick. And it's about to run out. I can't really tell. It's getting stark in here. And can't see when it's running out. Guess I could turn on the lights. But anyway, didn't have much for Christmas. I had duty officer Christmas Eve. That's a 24-hour duty. And then Christmas Day, you had to fly all day. I got in 10 hours, or logged 10 hours, and missed the Bob Hope show. And came home Christmas night and had cold dinner. I hadn't eaten lunch. And then New Year's Day, I had to fly. But really, it doesn't piss you off because, you know, everybody's flying and working. The grunts get off pretty much, but it seems like the aviators all got to take care of them. Sure makes the time go fast, though. God, it just zaps by. I guess I'll end this tape up and take care, bud, and fly right and learn the airplane good, and I'll be seeing you just sooner you can believe. It's too bad we can't have a little time in the States. You should get a little stateside tour until about, come over here in about June, and we can get together in May and do a little fishing and stuff. God, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Go up there in them good old lakes up in Montana. Oh, shit, I'm dreaming again. Well, the tape's about done. And I'll quick wrap it up and airmail it off to you. And